source than Ty Walker brought to us today. Ty Walker, a very big player on today's presentation.
Thank you.
Now, Ty brought this in before the show because Ty is an expatriate of KRLD, mm-hmm. 1080, mm-hmm. The station that loses over 1,000 listeners every day.
That's their tagline?
By death, not by choice. But you brought us some audio from about 10 years ago when you used to work over there, right? When did you start working here?
03.
Wow.
Yeah.
You've been here 7 years.
Going on eight.
These have been eight great years, haven't they, Ty?
It's slowly ramped up to greatness.
Now, there's lots of audio.
I'm not sure that's correct.
There's lots of audio out there from other radio stations that it seems like that some really controversial stuff we've heard about. Some of it we've actually heard.
Mm-hmm.
This, though, I can't believe I've never heard a whisper that it ever even occurred.
I didn't know it still existed till today.
But you were fully aware that it did happen.
Oh, yeah, I was there when it happened. I heard it.
How did this not make the rounds?
I don't know.
You never heard of this, have you, Mike?
No, I haven't. My first time to hear it was yours.
Set the scene, Ty.
All right, yeah, about 2001, the story. Well, first off, the guy that you'll hear, his name is Giles Hudson. Really good dude. Giles Hudson.
Okay.
Good dude.
Now, what was his function at KRLD at the time?
He was a news editor / anchor, kind of a...
Okay.
Did a little bit of everything.
All right.
And there was a story, and this audio we'll talk about, it's a follow-up on a story. This is not the funny part. It was a baby that was found in a dumpster in Arlington,
mm-hmm.
and they were following up on the story. Well, it happened around April, about the time that the Rangers were about to start their... It was a season opener was coming up, or maybe it had just happened. Well, and this was also at the time where we still, at KRLD, used carts.
Explain what a cart is.
Like an 8-track tape,
mm-hmm.
kind of like that. And whoever
What's
was...
That?
Shut up.
It plays audio.
Yes.
It's just a tape. You push in the 8-track and it's queued up. You hit a button and it essentially is the same thing as playing a drop, except it's a lot more cumbersome.
Before we went all digital here,
right.
We used to have carts, and I mean that was up until about 1997, I believe.
And then to play a drop, you would have to locate the cart, put it in the cart machine, make sure it was potted up, and then hit it.
It took
a very cumbersome process. Yes. By then, 3 minutes had passed.
Yeah.
Well, so whoever was the editor at the time would have to stack the carts. You know, whatever the stories they'd set up for that half hour or whatever, they'd stack the carts up in the order that the soundbite was supposed to play.
Right. And in newsrooms back at that time, these carts were very carefully labeled. It was a very meticulous labeling process.
A lot of labeling, yes. Make sure you had everything right there and in order and everything.
That's right. You had the speaker, what you were going to hear. You had what it pertained to. You had the out cue, and you had the time.
That's right. Made sure you knew everything that was going
to
be.
What a beating they were. Did you ever have to deal with this, Danny?
I missed it by 1 year.
God.
You guys switched to Enco in 98, I believe, and I got here in 99.
Oh, my God.
So many years off my life labeling carts.
Yes.
Wow. But as you'll hear in this clip, the carts got messed up.
This sounds like a prank that Corby would pull.
Yeah, it should.
Yeah.
But the subject matter is so sensitive.
And they don't, and it's that, not
and
like...
And what you hear is so inappropriate.
And there's no pranks going on at KRLD.
Especially something like this. Like you said, it's the subject is totally taboo for something like this. So you'll hear...
Yeah, listen to the sensitive nature of the story.
Right.
Listen to the actuality that is played that's not what is meant to be played.
Yes.
And then listen to the recovery.
Right.
Or attempted recovery by the newsman.
And then think
the baby
of...
Found-
what?
And then think of all the things to play it there. Go ahead.
The baby found dead in an Arlington dumpster will be buried today. Police spokesperson Kim Shoemake says the child, named by police as Angelica, will be buried at Moore Memorial Gardens in the 800 block of West Randall Mill Road. Obviously, that was not the bite involving the baby in the dumpster.
Obviously. So they were going to try to do a scene setter with some audio of the hot dog guy from the ballpark. in a story down the line. Unfortunately, that audio got mixed up with the dumpster baby audio.
Yeah, we're supposed to hear from a police spokesperson regarding the funeral of this poor baby that was left in a dumpster.
Yeah, and you hear the hot dog thing, and the best...
It doesn't stop!
No, and look, it's an awful story. It is a terrible, terrible story.
Right.
And to for this guy to have to issue the retraction, that's the funniest part.
Because he's laughing.
Yeah, and it's still, I mean, it makes me cringe thinking about
funny.
It.
It's funny.
Yeah, it is. But
this is awful.
It really is. It's terrible.
Let's hear it a lot more.
Yeah, listen to his recovery, though, and how awful it sounds.
The baby found dead in an Arlington dumpster will be buried today. Police spokesperson Kim Shoemake says the child, named by police as Angelica, will be buried at Moore Memorial Gardens in the 800 block of West Randall Mill Road. Obviously, that was not the bite involving the baby in the dumpster.
How do you even... Obviously, that was not the bite involving the dead baby in the dumpster.
The baby in the dumpster.
And he's laughing.
Obviously,
what are you supposed to do?
You fight through it like a newsman.
You Walter Cronkite that crap.
Yes.
I guarantee you, he fought through it as best he could.
And here's another...
That guy sounds like a real newsman.
And here's another thing, too. When these carts... You can stop them. You can hit, there's a stop button. The hot dog drop is like 3 or 4 seconds long. Hot dog! I mean, he could have stopped it.
It probably took him about that long to figure out what had just happened.
You should have seen... You should have seen the chaos in the newsroom when that happened. Everybody kind of jumping around and the shock first, and then it hit us, and it was just, we laughed for about 2 hours. It was amazing, and I'm so glad this audio still survives.
Right. What did the news director think of this?
Oh, man.
I don't think it was quite as funny to them as it is to us.
What time was this? You remember?
Like in the day? You mean
just
what
in
time
the middle of the day?
Yeah, it was just middle of the day, just whatever, one of their just normal newscasts.
All right, one more time.
The baby found dead in an Arlington dumpster will be buried today. Police spokesperson Kim Shoemake says the child, named by police as Angelica, will be buried at Moore Memorial Gardens in the 800 block of West Randall Mill Road. Obviously, that was not the bite involving the baby in the dumpster.
Obviously.
The bite involving the baby in the dumpster.
Oh, man.
That's so awful.
That should be awful. Right up there with Mark Holtz's, instead of saying wild card hunt,
yes,
wild hard blank,
mm-hmm.
which I don't know if that exists anymore. Or Brad Sham,
yes,
with the punt,
mm-hmm.
when he didn't say punt.
Mm-hmm. He said something different.
He did.
For some reason, it's easy to get that consonant mixed up.
Pulescu's kick. Oh, this is a good kick by the rookie free agent from Oregon. Back to Kirkus at the 23, up quickly to the 30, left across the 35 to the 40. Really good return. A 56-yard punt by Pulescu.
I love the mumbling.
A punt.
Who would have thought that Pulescu would be involved in something like that? And with... Chief Kunkel audio needs to be up there. Mm-hmm. And then something that disappeared from our system many years ago was the Shotgun Jones audio, which to this day I still...
That's gone?
Dude. It drives me absolutely crazy. When Folliwell used to do SMU football, or was called...
How is that gone?
I think Folliwell deleted it. I don't think he wanted that around here.
No.
I think Rich Phillips did it.
Yeah, Rich Phillips did it on an accident, didn't he?
No. Somebody came in here looking for it and got rid of it on purpose. And I think it was Dick Hicks.
Why would Rich get rid of it?
Hey, Rich.
What would...
I'd get rid of that if I was him.
That wouldn't benefit Rich in any way.
Yeah, but Folliwell was his buddy.
It's when
he was
Folliwell
trying to have his back.
Folliwell's doing SMU football, and we're carrying it here on the ticket, and the guy running the board is a guy named Scott Jones, who didn't have a nickname at the time.
He did after that day.
But was it right after a touchdown call, or was it just in the middle of a play?
I think it was just in the middle of a play.
And he fired off the shotgun.
Yes.
And it was
in
during
a live football game.
And it was during a moment where Folliwell wasn't talking. So
yes, it was silence.
You just heard this really loud shotgun play just blast. That was it. That was the one. And so from then on out, he and still is to this day, Shotgun Jones.
I don't call him Scott.
No.
No.
He's Shotgun.
What's up, Shotgun? What a great nickname, too.
I know. Shotgun.
Why can't I be Shotgun?
No.
No, I'm Dan
Balls. You
want
to be Shotgun?
Yes.
All right.
Well, it's too late.
Instead of Dan Balls, you can be Shotgun.
Dan Balls. I'm stuck with that.
Shotgun's
taken. I'm the Terlingua comic. I have the worst nicknames ever. He gets Shotgun for doing that.
Yeah, and it's,
look,
it is
awesome.
Look,
you wanted Ramrod, you're Ramrod. You wanted Dan Bloodcock, you're Dan Bloodcock.
None of it
sticks. None of it works. Shotgun works.
Yes.
I'm surprised that guy's name isn't
Hot Dog.
Hot Dog Owens or whatever his last name is.
Hot Dog Hudson.
Hot Dog. Perfect!
It would be perfect.
Dude, what, did you guys not jump all over that? And that's an awesome nickname, too, Hot Dog.
I can't believe we didn't catch that.
Nickname.
Yeah,
Hot Dog Hudson.
Hey, Hot Dog Hudson.
I'm Hot Dog Hudson with the news.
Yes!
If he was a jerk, we probably would have really prodded him more about it, but he was a really nice guy, so you knew it was, he was just horrified by that. But yeah, we kind of poked him about it a little every once in a while, but we didn't call him Hot Dog
and
Hudson.
And what a great story, too.
Yes.
Well, how'd you get the nickname Hot Dog?
Well it's just one time.
It involves a baby in the dumpster. And Shotgun gets to tell that story all the time, too. How'd you get Shotgun?
Why do they call you Shotgun? So
if
great.
If anybody has that audio, I beg you, get it back to us.
They don't have it, dude.
I know. It's SMU football. Just on the off chance that it still exists somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
God, I'd love to hear that again.
Ugh.